Welcome to Passion Church. For more information about Passion Church, please visit us online at www.passionchurch.tv. Now let's join the service already in progress.
Welcome to Passion Church, everybody. Stand on your feet. How many know that our power comes from God? Come on now. How many of you know that our power comes from God?
Oh, clap your hands, all ye people.
Shine your light.
Shout this morning. Let me hear you say hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many of you know that we serve a God that's faithful? I'll ask that again. How many of you know that we serve a God that is always faithful? There's a lot of things we see. There's a lot of things that we go through in the world around us. But there's one truth that we can continue to stand on. That even until the end, our God is faithful. Amen. He's faithful. That's a trust and a truth that we can rely on. Our God will continue to be faithful. So as we sing this today, I want you to rest on that truth. That no matter what, our God is who he says that he is. He is always faithful.
We're heaven's spawn creations, his pride and adoration, treasures woven by his love. His careful hands, they hold us safe within his promise, a calling and of destiny. We're heaven's spun creations, his pride and adoration, treasures woven by his love. His careful hands, they hold us safe within his promise, a calling and of destiny. And I will sing of
all you've done, and I'll remember how far you've carried me from beginning until the end. There was in a day that you met me. Let's say that one more time. There won't be a day that you're not by my side. There won't be a day that you let me fall. In all of our lives, your love will be true. And with all of our lives, we will worship you. Sing, we'll worship you. Yes, we will, Jesus. We will worship you. Yes, we will. We will worship you. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Father, that as we worship you, that you promised that you would be in our midst. You said that you would inhabit the praises of your people, meaning that when we praise and when we worship you, you will live in what we sing and what we do, which means that you would be in our presence, Father. We ask, Father, for you to be here, for your mercy to flow and your hope and your peace, Father, because it is in you that we trust. It is in you, Father God, that we give our all and we put everything that we have within you, Jesus. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Jesus. Hold my every moment. You calm my raging seas. You walk with me through fire and heal all my disease. I trust in you, and I trust in you, and I believe you're my. Say to Jesus that I believe in you, and I believe that you're my portion, and I believe you're more than enough for me. Jesus, you're all I need. You hold my every moment. You calm my raging seas. You walk with me through the fire and heal all my disease. I trust. Today.
Nothing is
impossible. Nothing
is impossible
for you. You hold my world in your hands. Nothing.
Give time for us to pray for one another. We sing this song called You're My Healer, and I just want to open it up. If anybody here needs healing in their body, whether you're sick, been injured, I know I need it. And even if it's not in your body, if you need healing, maybe emotionally, maybe you feel overwhelmed, maybe you feel like broke, maybe you feel broken, maybe you need restoration. Just right now, just for these next few seconds, just raise your hand, and I'm sure there are people around you that will pray for you. Just lift your hand, and if you see someone with their hand lifted around you, just right there, reach across the aisle, reach them in front of you, beside you, just touch them on the shoulder, and just begin to pray for healing in their life, healing over their circumstances. God, I thank you for your healing power. I thank you for your blood. that was shed so we don't have to live in pain, so we don't have to live injured, we don't have to live sick. But you took stripes on your back for our healing. And God, we believe that you are a God that heals. We believe that it is your will that we walk in health. We believe that it is your will that we walk whole and complete. God, for those that are suffering from emotional hurt and pain, brokenness, I pray for your restoration. I pray that you heal minds. In Jesus' name. God, we know that you will. We know that you want to. God, we receive it. We thank you for it. You are powerful. You are our healer. And we believe that. If you're in this place, you say, you talk about God, you talk about the healer, you talk about how he shed his blood for me and all of these things, but you could say, like, you know what, I've never ever accepted that. I've never accepted Jesus Christ to be the perfect God and say that, you know what, he came and died for me. He loved me through my wrongs, through my mistakes, everything that I've ever done, everything I can think of that I've lied, stolen, whatever it is, he's loved me through all that. I've never accepted that. Let me tell you one thing I know that is true. There's nothing that we can do. No matter how far we can get from God, God is always there to say, I'm here for you. I am your Savior. All you have to do is accept it. If you're in this place, you say, you know what? I've never done that. I've never accepted Christ to be my Savior. I've never asked him to come and save my life. If that's you right now, with no one looking around, every head bowed, every eye closed. If that's you, just lift your hand up and say, I want to accept Jesus Christ. I want to make him Lord of my life. Just raise your hand right where you are. Anybody in the place? God, we thank you. Thank you for bringing us here together to worship you. And God, may we not forget the reason we come together. Yes, it's to build up and encourage one another, but also so that we can go and be equipped here in this place to go out and encounter those that need you. So we can go out and find our one more and show them you, point them to you. And God, right now we lift up our movers. It's 10 people that we've written out on a card and say, these are our one mores. These are the people that we want to see saved, that we want to see God come and just radically change their lives. God, right now we pray that you are working on their behalf right now. Your Holy Spirit is moving in their lives and drawing them to you. And God, we thank you for it. We call them saved in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. God, we thank you for all that you have planned in this house this morning. God, align our hearts to what you have for us this morning in Jesus' name. I pray that you be over Pastor Julie as she speaks this morning, to where she speaks the words that come straight from you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, we love you guys. You guys can be seated. Turn to someone, shake your hand, give them a high five, whatever you want to do. Tell them they look beautiful.
It's been a privilege to have you join us for this time of ministry. To find more Passion Church resources or to make a donation online, visit www.passionchurch.tv. Remember, you can't live without passion.